Jesus was no longer there. Now, we talked about things that were empty that made us feel bad, made us feel sad or disappointed. But on Easter morning, when the women and the disciples went to the tomb and they saw it was empty, how do you think they felt? Maybe sad, maybe happy. You think they were surprised? Where's Jesus? Yeah, he had risen, hadn't he? They might have even been a little scared. Like, oh no, what's happening? But the Bible did say, he had said, the women were filled with joy and the disciples believed that Jesus was alive. You know, that's how we can feel. In the Bible, we have the good news about Jesus' death and resurrection, how he is alive. The empty tomb should make us want to be glad and rejoice. And the empty tomb should make us want to share the news with all the people around us. And the empty tomb gives us hope of life in heaven with Jesus someday. I'd like to close with a prayer that's actually a hymn from a children's hymnal. So I'm going to say part, and you repeat it after me as our prayer. So let's fold our hands, all right? He is risen, he is risen. Tell it with a joyful voice. He has burst his three-day prison. Let the whole wide earth rejoice. Death is conquered, man is free. Christ has won the victory. Amen.